Oh my gosh. Anyway, God is so faithful, isn't he? We had a wonderful time Friday night at with Pastor Byron and Lisa over there with them. And so it's always awesome to get together with God's people. I'm glad you're here today. And I thank the Lord for this word. Just believing that it's going to open our eyes to even more, and to see what and how God's word affects our lives. Amen. So why don't we just get right into it and see what he has. I won't be long. It'll about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So the crock pot will be okay. Amen. Amen. Chili's will still be there. Amen. No, I'm kidding. Let's just see what the Lord does. How's that? Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. I know what I was going to say, Wayne and Rhonda. We may not see all the results at that event Saturday, but I'm telling you what the Lord showed me was there's going to be a ripple effect from that. And we will see the results in the days to come. Amen. Even from that, some things are going to happen. So praise God. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 20. There's three verses here. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And then one other verse, Psalms 107 and verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And we're going to believe that. Well, we know the Spirit and the Word agree, and they work together, and we're going to see that happen at that event. Amen. I want to talk to you today. Here's the title, The Effect of God's Word in Our Lives. The effect of God's Word in our lives and on our lives. Amen. So let me begin with this statement this morning. Something happens inside your body the moment you hear the Word of God that does not happen when you hear any other words on the earth. It's not merely a spiritual event. It is also a physical one. Your nervous system responds. Your heart rate shifts. Your stress hormones change. And the very chemistry of your body begins to realign in response to something your ears have received and your spirit has processed. It is the observable, measurable, biologically real effect of the living Word of the living God entering into a person's being who was designed from the cellular level upward to receive it. The Bible has been telling us this for thousands of years, and now even science confirms what the psalmist declared in our text. From Psalms 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So the scientists have confirmed that that spoken words can have a tangible effect on our physical health. Again, what does it say? He sent his word and healed them. They were not sent a doctor. They were not sent any medicine. They were sent His word, and healing followed. And it's all because the word of God does something to the human body that no other input on the planet can do. And once we understand what that is, I don't see how we can ever again treat our daily time in the Word as a mere religious obligation. You will treat it as the most important health decision that you make every day. As we look at this together this morning for just a little while, I want us to see if there really is a connection between the Word of God and our physical body in a way that most believers possibly have not thought of or even ever explored. So let's find out what Scripture says about the Word's effect on the body. And let's see the relationship between the spirit and the mind and the flesh, and how the daily practice of hearing and reading and confessing the Word produces a measurable impact on our body, and particularly the nervous system that governs every function of our physical being. Understand with me something. The Word of God was not given to the mind alone. It was given to the whole man. Spirit, soul, and body. And when the Word enters through your ears and is received by the Spirit, guess what? It does not stop there. It travels. It travels. Watch this now. It reaches the mind, reshaping thought patterns. It reaches the emotions, producing something called peace. And it reaches the body, producing health. The Word of God is the most comprehensive healing agent in existence because it addresses the whole man at one time. That's the revelation that changes how you approach then every moment you spend in the Scriptures. You're not merely feeding your spirit, though you're doing that. You're feeding your entire being. And this system, this order, this body was designed to thrive on that specific input. And here's the problem, and it is a problem that has real consequences for our physical health. Most Christians compartmentalize the Word of God. They only put it in the spiritual category. They think of Bible reading as a spiritual discipline that affects their spiritual life, but has little to do with their physical being. They would never think to connect their daily scripture reading with their blood pressure, their sleep quality, their immune function, or their nervous system regulation. And because they do not make that connection, guess what? They treat the Word as one part of their life among many. Something they do quickly in the morning before moving on to the real business of the day. But the Bible does not compartmentalize the Word. The Bible presents the Word as a total blueprint input that affects spirit, soul, and body simultaneously. All at one time. And when you withhold the Word from your body or from your overall makeup, you're not merely neglecting a spiritual discipline. You're depriving your entire being of the one input it was designed to run on. Think about what happens to your body, for example, when you are afraid. It is said that your heart rate increases, your muscles tense up, your digestion slows, your breathing becomes shallow. And they say a stress hormone called cortisol floods your bloodstream, and your immune system then suppresses. All of this happens automatically without any conscious decision because your nervous system responded to a perceived threat. Now think about what happens to your body when you then are at peace in your body. Your heart rate slows, your muscles relax, your digestion functions properly. You look forward to go eating Mexican food. Your breathing deepens. Cortisol levels drop. And your immune system strengthens. All of this happens automatically, watch this, without any conscious decision because your nervous system responded to a perceived safety. The question is, what is it that determines whether your nervous system perceives a threat or safety? The answer is called input. Input. What enters your ears is what you hear. What enters your eyes, what you see. And what enters your mind, what you think. Determines the signals your nervous system sends to every organ of your body. And here's the revelation. The Word of God is the most powerful, peace-producing input the human nervous system can ever receive. It was designed by Almighty God. He designed this. Amen? The creator of the universe and the creator of our nervous system to produce the exact conditions under which our body heals and our body will rest and functions at its highest capacity. Stay with me. The Word of God is not merely spiritual food. It's medicine. It is therapy. It is the input that the entire human system was designed to process. And when the Word then is withheld and neglected, guess what? The system malfunctions. Not because of a spiritual deficiency alone, but because the body, the mind, and the emotions, listen, have been deprived of the one substance that keeps them functioning as God intended. I'm talking about the effects of God's Word on our lives. And that's what the Word is to our body. It's not a supplement. It's not an addition. Guess what? It's the primary fuel source. Fuel source. All right. And when it is absent, the system runs on inferior fuel. Are you with me so far? And the results, guess what, are predictable. Here they are. You'll recognize them. Anxiety, insomnia, chronic stress, weakened immunity, and a nervous system that is perpetually stuck in the state of alarm. So let's go to the scriptures and let's see what God Himself says about the Word's effect on the body. Again, our foundational text is Proverbs chapter 4. Verses 20 through 22. And it's one of the most remarkable health prescriptions in the Bible. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. What's the last part? Health to all their flesh. Not to the spirit only. Not to the mind only. To all their flesh. The Hebrew word translated health is mir. And it means healing, cure, remedy, and medicine. The Word of God is medicine to all of our flesh. That means every cell, every organ, every system, including the muscular system and the nervous system that proves that governs them all. Listen, God is not speaking figuratively here. He is prescribing. And the prescription, guess what, is specific. Attend to my words. Incline your ear. Keep them before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And the results will be health, healing, and medicine to your entire body. Praise God. Now, let's consider the mechanism by which this works, because it's not anything mystical, and we're going to find it's not anything magical. It's something very practical, something that we can say is hands-on. When you hear the Word of God, the input enters through your ears and is processed by your brain. But it does not stop in the cognitive centers part of your brain, because the Word then carries something that ordinary words do not. It carries, watch this, the very life of God. Here's what Hebrews 4 and 12 says. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When you look at the word quick, it means alive and breathing. So we see the Word is alive, and it carries what they say is the Zoe life of God, meaning the divine, eternal life of God within that Word. And when that living Word enters your being through your ears, guess what? It interacts with your recreated spirit, which then influences your soul, your emotions, your thoughts, and ultimately your physical body. Now, the nervous system, when we talk about the nervous system, that's the nerves from the brain down through the spinal cord that goes down. Those nerves go down to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. So the nervous system, which is the bridge between your mind and your body, receives the signal of the Word and responds accordingly. Watch this. When the Word says, "Fear not, for I am with thee," Isaiah 41 and 10. What happens? Your spirit receives it as truth. God's Word is true. And then your mind processes it as reality. And your nervous system then responds by shifting from the stress response into the rest response. Why? Because you don't feel threatened. Not because you willed it, but because the Word produced it. Here's a word picture for us. The Word of God enters the ear like water enters the root of a tree. And it does not stay at the root. It travels up through the trunk, out through the branches, and into those leaves. And then you see those, what buds from the leaves. The entire tree is nourished by what the root received. And in the same way, the root, the Word, enters through our ears and is received by the spirit, travels through the mind, the emotions, and the body, nourishing every part of the human being that it touches. The entire tree then is nourished by what the root received. So then we see then that our ears are the root. The Word, Sister North, is the water. Every part of us, including our nervous system, then is nourished by what enters that root. Psalms 119 and verse 165 describes the nervous system effect of the Word in language that any medical professional would recognize. What does it say? Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. What's peace? What's the word peace cover here? Great peace. Soundness, health, completeness, safety. And here's one for you, prosperity. This is a prosperity message today. All right. Great peace, great prosperity have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, or nothing shall make them stumble or fall. Great peace, great prosperity, not moderate peace, not occasional peace, great peace, abundant peace, abundant prosperity in every area of our lives. And the condition for this peace is loving God's law, which simply means consistent, devoted, sustained engagement with the Word. Here it is, Brother Tony. The believer who lives in the Word lives in peace. Amen. Amen. And peace is not merely an emotional state. It is what is called, watch this, here's a big word for you. And I had it confirmed. I went to Google, so I know it's true. It's what is called physiological one. When your spirit is at peace because the Word has been received and believed, your nervous system shifts into what science calls, here's another big word, parasympathetic state. That's the rest and the digest mode. You can Google it if you want. That's the rest and the digest mode in which healing can occur. Hormones balance, praise God. Inflammation reduces. And guess what? The body repairs itself. How awesome is it that the Word of God produces the internal conditions under which your body was designed to heal in every area of our lives. Can I tell us today, let's get into the Word like we never have before. If you have tried man's suggestions and his ideas and you found only limited success, how about making a decision to totally immerse yourself with God's prescription? Amen? Again, the Word of God produces the internal conditions under which your body was designed to heal. This is not a coincidence. It's all by design. The God who created your nervous system also created the medicine called the Word that regulates it. Now, let me show you the opposite effect, because the contrast will make the truth even more powerful. When a person lives on a steady diet of fear-producing input, whether that is the news cycle, oh my gosh, I can't listen to the news very long anymore. The social media in all of its formats. How about the anxious words of the people around them? Or here's one, the enemy's whispered worst case scenarios. How many know that's a biggie? The nervous system then shifts into the sympathetic state, which is the fight or flight mode. It's in this state then what happens. The body diverts resources away from healing and digestion and immune function, and it moves towards survival only. And as I mentioned earlier, a stress hormone called cortisol begins to rise. And then inflammation increases. And then sleep quality deteriorates. Blood pressure elevates. And over time, chronic activation of the stress response contributes to heart disease. Oh my gosh. And then diabetes. Weakened immunity. Cognitive decline, and a host of other conditions that are epidemic, especially among the elderly population. So we can then truthfully say, watch this, the input determines the output. I said all of that to say the input determines the output. Fear-based input, meaning you're speaking, I'm afraid. I'm so afraid that this or that's going to happen. I'm so worried. And guess what? That has become people's, some folks' everyday language. Then you have to understand that language produces a stress-dominated body 24/7. Stop being a worrywart. Did you know what the definition of a worrywart is? I Googled it. I found it. A person who habitually worries, frets, and fixates on negative possibilities, who stress over minor details that are either unlikely to happen or are entirely out of their control. Stop being a worrywart. Yet watch this, a word-based input produces peace. A peace-governed body. And the choice between those two is made every day and every moment by what you allow to enter your ears. The believer who fills his ears with a word fills his body with life. The believer who fills their ears with the world's everyday negative language, guess what? Is filling his or her body with what will only end in sickness and possibly in an early death. Why? Because that's their diet. It's that simple. So we see the ear is the gateway. And what comes through the gateway determines what happens in every room of the house. Your ears are the gateway. Guard what you hear and see and think. The word is the life that comes through. And when the word enters then every room of your physical house, every organ, every system, every cell receives the benefit. Praise God. Our scripture text again, Psalms 107:20, confirms this with a declaration that should be confessed by every believer who's dealing with any kind of physical ailment. Here it is again. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word and healed them. The word itself is the healing agent. It does not merely point you toward healing. It produces healing. It carries the life of Almighty God into the system of the one who receives it. And the nervous system, which governs the body's response to every internal and external stimulus, is the primary channel through which the word's healing power is distributed. So when the word enters and the spirit receives it, the nervous system receives the signal of peace. And guess what happens? The body shifts into a mode where healing naturally occurs. Consider what this means for the specific health challenges that many in their senior years are facing. Just to name a few, how about chronic pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, weakened immune function, digestive issues, and here's a big one, cognitive fog. Each of these conditions is directly influenced by the state of the nervous system. Instead of leaving the TV on all day long, years ago it used to be what? General Hospital and all my children and this one and that one, I don't even remember them. Yeah. Peyton Place used to come on in the evening time. Instead of leaving the TV on all day, how about setting time to let the spoken word flow through your house? Make time for anointed worship, but also take time and just let the scriptures be playing in your car or your house.
Yeah.
Put those earbuds in if you don't have hearing aids. Put those earbuds in and let the word go forth. A nervous system that is chronically, listen, activated in the stressed response contributes to and aggravates every one of these conditions that I've mentioned. But a nervous system that is consistently based in peace, in the peace-producing input of the Word of God, and then added to that the Holy Spirit-inspired worship. Listen, the nervous system begins then to operate in the rest and repair mode, where these conditions then are naturally addressed by the body's own God-designed healing mechanisms. Amen? Are you with me? So far, okay. I'm not spitting, so I'm just not sure how it's coming across. This does not mean you throw away your medication. I'm just going to add that. It means you add the most powerful healing agent in the universe to whatever regimen you are already following. Amen. Years ago, the church that we come out of, I was in the church school. We'll say 1994. And Brother Charlie's wife, Barbara, was working in the school, and their children was part of the school. And so one morning, they come to school, and Charlie Jr., he was sick to his stomach, and he was a mess. He just, physically, he just was not feeling well. Even mentally, his actions, his words were just, it just wasn't what it should be. And so Barbara asked, she says, Marshall, could he just lay here on your couch in your office and till he gets to feeling better? Well, he did. He laid down, he went to sleep. But what I had, and I played it all the time, we don't have the phones we have now. I had a cassette tape that a little lady by the name of Lulu Prasis, she had given me. She recorded it off the radio. It was Rodney Howard Brown and some of his worship music at one of his revivals. And so it was awesome. It was glorious music, I'm telling you. Talk about going to the well and the glory of God. And so it was a 60-minute tape, 30 minutes on one side, 30 minutes on the other. And so I played that sucker. Boy, I'd play the whole side. He was over there sleeping. Then I'd take it out, flip it over, put it back in, and play the other side. Did that all day. You know, I'd go out for a little bit, then I'd come back and do it again. So at the end of the school day, Charlie got up and left and went home. And the next morning, Barbara came back. She says, I don't know what you gave him, but he was a different kid. He felt better. He was at ease. He was mellow, you know. I said, it wasn't me. It was the word in the song form. God's word going forth. So we know there's power in the worship, in the praise. So over time, as the word saturates your being, day after day, listen, the body begins to respond to its original design perimeters rather than to the stress signals that have been governing it. Psalms 103, verses 2 and 3, connects the word directly to physical healing in language that ought to be confessed daily by every believer who is dealing with any kind of bodily ailment. Here it is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and watch this, who healeth all thy diseases. Not some, all. Not one, all. The word of God, the word of God received by the Spirit, processed by the mind, transmitted through the nervous system and is then manifested in the body. The healing is in the Word. Would you look at somebody and just tell them that? The healing is in the Word. It's always been in the Word. And the body that is consistently fed the Word is the body that most consistently experiences the healing that this Word carries with it. Let me give you another word picture that makes this real. Imagine two gardens. Both have the same soil. Both have the same sunlight. Both have the same potential for growth. One garden is watered every day with clean, pure, mineral-rich water. The other garden receives no water at all, or at worst, is doused with contaminated runoff from the world's sewage. After one season, the first garden is lush, green, productive, and thriving. The second garden is brown, withered, barren, and dying. Guess what? The difference was not the soil. It was in the water. Your body is the garden. The Word of God is the clean, living, life-giving water. The fear-based input of the world is the contaminated runoff. So how important is it then that we watch what water we are letting flow into the garden that we are taking care of? It's pretty important, isn't it? Ask ourselves, what has been flowing into your garden most consistently? If you want to change the garden, change the water. There we go. That was deep, wasn't it? If you want to change your body, change the input. There we go. And the most powerful input available to the human system is the living, breathing, healing Word of Almighty God. Listen now, the body was not designed to run on fear. You got to know that. The body was designed to run on faith. And how does faith come? By hearing the Word of God. When the body receives the Word consistently, it begins to operate the way God designed it to operate, in health, in strength, and in the wholeness that was purchased at Calvary for us. The Word is not a spiritual luxury. It is a physical necessity. And the believer who treats it as such will experience a level of physical vitality that the Word-deprived believer could not ever receive or experience. Again, it is a physical necessity. That reframing is essential for us. You do not read the Word because you're supposed to. You don't read the Word because you feel obligated to through pressure from somebody. Don't read it because you think I'm pressuring you. You read the Word because your body, soul, and spirit needs it. Amen? My soul, my spirit, my body needs it. The way our lungs need air and our cells need water. And guess what? It is a biological imperative for us who were created in the image of God and who speaks through His Word. Now, here's the practical application. I'm on the downhill now. I'm going to land the plane here in just a little bit. Let's let it circle a little bit longer. Here is the practical application that should change the way we approach every morning for the rest of our lives. If the Word of God produces peace and health and healing in your nervous system, and if the absence of the Word produces stress, deterioration, and vulnerability to disease, than the most important health decision that you could ever make is not what you eat for breakfast. Wouldn't it be what you feed your spirit on before breakfast time? So here goes. The first input of the day sets the tone for the entire day. If the first thing your ears hear is the bad news of the day, guess what? Your nervous system begins the day in an alarm mode. I don't want to hear what the government is doing. What city officials are doing. I don't need to hear that the first part of my day. If the first thing your ears hear then is the Word of God, your nervous system begins the day, guess how? In a peace mode. In a peace mode. And the compounding effect of starting each day in the Word, day after day, week after week, month after month, watch this, produces a body that is progressively more peaceful, more resilient, more capable of healing itself, that God has already provided through the stripes of Jesus. Read the Word out loud every morning. Let your ears hear the promises of God before they hear anything else. And watch what happens to your body over time. I believe you'll find the anxiety will diminish, the aches will ease, the strength will return. Not because you're performing a ritual, no, but it's because you are feeding your system what it was designed to consume. And a well-fed system heals itself. Why? Because the Creator who designed it built healing into its operation when the right fuel is supplied. That is the design. That is the promise from Proverbs 4:22. And it is available to every believer who will prioritize the Word as the first and most important part of the day. Verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And here's what brings everything now together that we're talking about this morning. Here it is. The Word of God is not merely information about God. It's the very breath of God. It's the very life of God Himself. It is the creative, sustaining, healing output of the Almighty. And it's put in language, delivered through Scripture, and designed then to interact with every level of the human being, spirit, soul, and body. When you hear the Word, whether you're speaking it out loud or you're listening to it, your spirit receives life. When your spirit receives life, your mind receives peace, Sister North. When your mind receives peace, your nervous system receives the signal to shift from stress now to rest. And when your nervous system shifts to rest, the rest of your body receives the conditions that it needs to begin to heal, to repair, and to function the way God designed it to function. The entire chain from ear to the spirit to the mind to the nervous system to body is affected by a single input that is the Word of Almighty God. And no other input into existence can produce this effect because no other input carries the life of the Creator who designed the system. The Word of God is the only substance in existence that heals the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. And the whole man includes the following. Yeah, I had to go to Google to find this. The skeletal system, the muscular system, cardiovascular system, and the respiratory system. Medicine heals the body, but does not touch the spirit. Counseling helps the mind, but does not reach the cells in our body. Only the word goes everywhere, heals everything, and leaves nothing untouched. It is God's total system remedy. And yet, sadly, guess what? The Bible app is left untouched until Sunday morning. Oh my gosh. Or how about the paper version? Sits on the believer's nightstand or left in the back seat of the vehicle until the next time they come to church. And guess what? It's waiting to be consumed. It's waiting for you to read it while you search for answers in every other direction. The answer's right here. And sadly, that's a reality for an untold number of believers. The most powerful healing agent in the universe is within arm's reach or from your fingers at your fingertips. I'd venture to say that most important thing a believer can do for your health, for their peace, for their sleep, for their nervous system, and their entire physical being is to open the Word of God. Read it aloud or let it read to you. Receive it in your spirit and let it do what it was designed to do. Well, how do you do that? You can go right to your phone, go to YouTube, put it in there, healing scriptures. There's all kinds of healing scriptures from different people. Could we not reshape then the way we approach the Word of God from this day forward? It is not merely a spiritual discipline. It should not be something we're pressured to do, because it is the most powerful health practice available to the human body. When you hear the Word, your spirit receives life. Your mind receives peace. Your nervous system shifts into the healing mode. And your body receives the conditions that it needs to function at its highest capacity. Proverbs 4:20 through 22 is not a metaphor. It's a prescription. And the prescription is very simple. Attend to God's word. Incline your ear. Keep them before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And the results will be health, prosperity, medicine, and healing to all your flesh. So every morning, every hour that we spend in the Word is an investment in our physical health as much as it is an investment and our spiritual growth. And the compounding effort of that daily investment over weeks and months and years produces, watch this, a body, a mind, and a spirit that are progressively more aligned with the life of God who created them. Can we be challenged anew this morning then to begin to treat the Word like medicine? Take it daily, take it faithfully, take it regardless how you feel. Well, I just don't feel like taking my pills today. No, take the Word regardless of how you feel. And do not be surprised when your body begins to respond to the most powerful healing substance in the universe. God did not merely inspire a book. He breathed life into these words for us, His body. And those words, when received then by the believer, then breathes life into the believer's entire being. That's the promise. That's the design. And it's available to us right now, this morning, with the Bible that is hopefully sitting within arm's reach or by the touch of your fingers on your phone. So as I close, I'm going to land the plane now. Let me ask, regarding the power of the Word of God, can you now see your daily time in the Word not just as a spiritual discipline. Well, I got to get up and do it. They're going to be asking me, did I read my 5 and 2 or 3 or 3 and 5? There you go. Brandon's going to be asking me, I better get it read. But how about as the most important health decision of your day? I heard this the other day, and it's worth sharing. There is a 5-word prayer that the Holy Spirit of God will answer every time. Here it is. Lord, show me the truth. Lord, show me the truth. Show me what I need to do, and how I need to move forward, or how I need to handle the situation. Show me the truth. And guess what? The Holy Spirit will speak to you most of the time through the Word. So here's my new declaration. I don't know about yours. The Word of God is life to my spirit, peace to my mind, and health to all of my flesh. Let me say it again. The Word of God is life to my spirit, peace to my mind, and health to all of my flesh. And then, guess what? We can personalize Psalms 4. I attend to God's words. I incline my ears to His sayings. I keep them before my eyes and in the midst of my heart. My nervous system responds to the Word with peace, and my body responds to peace with healing. I am a new creation, and I feed my entire being on the living Word of the living God. Amen and amen. That's not a formula. That is me as a new creation declaring the design of the Creator over, Sister North, my entire being. And as you begin to experience the total system effect of the Word on your spirit, soul, and body, guess what? I believe with all my heart you're going to find that there is also, watch this, there's going to come a dimension of spiritual authority that emerges that most believers have never connected to their daily word life. Because a believer whose spirit is fed, whose mind is renewed, and whose nervous system is governed by the peace of the Word, listen, is a believer who operates in a level of authority that the inconsistent believer simply cannot access. So my last word, the wheels are landing on the ground right now. Stay in the Word. Stay filled with the Spirit. Guess what? That goes together. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And let's see God's purpose fulfilled, and then determine nothing is going to hold us back or keep us down. Amen. Can you worship the Lord with a hand clap? Father, I thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power of your word. Lord, I just ask today that you let this word be put into our spirit, not to be stolen, but be planted in our hearts, planted in our spirit, man. And that we can begin to see growth in our whole being, healing to our whole body. I thank you today that you have given us the prescription for life and health. So thank you today. Lord, I just speak blessings over this body. And again, we thank you for what you're going to do Saturday from 5 to 8 on the square. However you want to do it, Lord, you do the work. We're just going to be the vessels out there. So thank you, Lord. We praise you. I speak blessings over your people. Bring us back at the appointed time in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. God bless you. If you need prayer, I'm going to be right here. I'll pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah.